Hey, Dadville listeners, it's John here. I'm here with my friend,
Dave.
Oh. There you are. I wasn't sure if you were here. Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
I got that. Hey, listen, we're doing another survey because we want to know you guys better. We want to know what makes you tick.
Gosh.
What makes you get up in the morning? What makes you listen to Dadville time and time again and send us money?
Yes.
Like you guys, so many of you guys are doing.
Wait. No, quick. People send you money?
Yeah.
But they sit like in envelopes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, just cash.
For us to split.
It's always made out to just John.
Those two words, just John.
Anyway, we'll talk about that later.
Well,
or not. But there's a survey link in the show notes. Take a second. Click on the survey. Fill it out. We would be eternally grateful. And to say thank you, there's a little bit of a contest that we have going on. We're going to pick one lucky winner.
Uh-huh.
Who's going to get some Dadville merch.
That's right. You heard it right here. And also, you can send money to me, Dave Barnes. That's
just
one,
keep sending it the
five,
way you're sending it.
Two, three.
Dadville.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Dave Barnes.
And I'm John McLaughlin.
And welcome to Dadville.
Dadville is a podcast where we talk about life, love, and the pursuit of awesome dadding.
It's funny thoughts and deep talks.
So please, enjoy your time here in Dadville and enjoy this episode with...
Dave and me.
Hey guys, it's me, Dave. I love this time of year, and I especially love Christmas music. I've put out a few Christmas albums in my career, and last year I actually put out a new EP of Christmas songs called I Wish It Would Snow. I would love for you and yours to check it out in hopes that it could be a soundtrack for this holiday season. So if you're in need of some new Christmas songs, go check out my new Christmas EP called I Wish It Would Snow. Everybody loves him. His name is John.
Oh, and Dave is great, too. He's having a good day. His hair looks awesome, and he's worked out, it looks like, based on his outfit.
That was good. That went a different direction, I thought.
Okay.
Can you believe it? Almost Christmas.
Yeah, I know. As you were talking, I'm like, I get anxiety about getting gifts for the holidays.
I know. Friend, fear no more, because today's sponsor, Manscaped, has you covered or uncovered.
Stop it. Look, did you know that the Manscaped Platinum Package 4.0 is a one-stop shop for the man who deserves it all?
Oh, that's right.
It has everything, Dave.
Yep.
Everything needed to help you deck the halls just in time for the mistletoe season.
Is mistletoe season a recognized holiday? And that's not just because it sounds like a great song title, because it should be. Yeah, okay, good. Yep. Yeah. I can't believe how much you get in the Platinum Performance Package 4.0. It's almost too much.
It's almost too much. Almost. I was going to say. Okay, inside, you get each product from the best-selling Performance Package plus Ultra Premium Body Wash, Ultra Premium 2-in-1 Shampoo and Conditioner. Mm-hmm. No need for both things.
No,
it's all in
them
there.
Together, guys.
The Ultra Premium Deodorant. And I know how much you care about those locks.
Listen, it takes work, John. It's a blessing and a burden. But Manscaped makes it so much easier. You also get the Lawnmower 4.0 Body Trimmer and the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer featuring proprietary advanced skin-safe technology. It's almost hard to say, John, because I got so much to give it to you.
Yeah.
Plus, both are waterproof, okay? So there's no issue clearing the snow out of your driveway.
Oh, the hits just keep on coming, Dave. There's also a 4K LED light on it. Ugh. So you can light the way like...
Say it.
Rudolph.
I knew it.
I'm nailing it.
Perfect stocking stuffer, add in the brand new Body Buffer, an incredible body scrubber that makes exfoliating easy and a lot cleaner than that old Loofah John.
Isn't Loofah John your favorite Star Wars character?
I think it was next to the Dagobah system, actually. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Dadville at manscaped.com.
That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code Dadville. Manscaped. Get your jingle ready for the holidays. Hey, everybody. John here. Hey, listen, the Christmas season, it's upon us. It's the greatest time of year. And I just wanted to remind you all that I have not one, not two, but three Christmas albums out there. Should you be looking for some Christmas music in your life right now? No pressure, but they're always there for you. Just like Dadville. They're just there waiting on your phone. Merry Christmas to all, and to all, a good night. Actually feels good.
I was going to say.
Yeah. It's Christmas time.
I'm just going to keep this going. I'm not going to start over because I like how we started that. Everybody, let me tell you something. I can't make it through the streets of Nashville. I can't do it. I will try to just walk to here in 12th South down to, you know, get a bite to eat or just pop in the FROMO, as we call it, Frothy Monkey or Portland. I'll pop in. I don't care. And what's going to happen? Somebody's going to stop me.
Yeah.
And they're going to say, would you please tell me some things you think I should buy? It's this time of year. I can't leave the house.
It happens all year round.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It is something that I know.
The only difference with this time of year is they just get more aggressive.
They do get more aggressive.
Yeah.
And so what we've decided to do because of this dilemma, because of this just the crowd, the fever pitch is at such a high level. Mm-hmm. We're like, we're going to do a Dadville Recommends.
Yeah, yeah.
This is okay.
We have the wisdom. We've got it. We want to give it.
At some point, it does.
We've
get
got
overwhelming.
It. You need it. We're gonna give it.
We're gonna give it to you. Okay. So that's what we're doing, folks. Is John and I have sat down, and let me make a couple of clarifying statements. One, look at the hands are getting rubbed together because we are excited. Also, a little cold. this is for the ladies who are listening. This is for the moms, sisters, daughters. You know, girlfriends, fiancés.
Grandmothers.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Let's get out there to the grandmoms. Who are going...
Business partners.
business partners. Who are going, I just need some gift ideas.
Yeah.
I've got a man in my life. Most of these are pretty male-leaning. They're not gender-specific, but, you know.
They're not. I do have some, maybe one or two... pieces of advice that Amy gave me before we came over.
Okay,
so there is
that's
some
right.
stuff
okay.
for the guys.
But I would say, yeah, it's leaning a little more like if you're... But let me say this too, for the guys who are listening.
Yeah.
Two things I want to speak to you about. One, if you may struggle, you may have your wife, significant other, mom, daughter coming to you going like, come on, like we want to buy you something. And you're like, I don't know.
That's
so this
true.
Is a fun thing to go, hey, we're not just saying go buy things. We're trying to say, hey, these are things we actually think will help you or like that'll like make your life a little better. Right.
Yeah.
So it's not just like, let's go burn some cash.
Unlike all the other episodes where it's just Dave and I, this one actually might
this one,
be helpful.
We want this to actually be utilitarian.
Yeah.
That's the hope.
I wanted to maybe start off with a more global look at gift giving.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Let's get 30,000 feet for
let's
a second.
Oh, sounds like maybe 60.
I feel like there are two schools of thought, two approaches
<I'm already>
to this.
Okay, I'm listening.
And they are, to me, this is in my view, there is the list, right?
Mm-hmm.
The list base.
Franz Liszt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Franz Liszt.
For those.
Good poll.
Thank you.
What's one of his songs?
Blackberry Jam. And it's that
Blackberry
that
Jam.
Dominant 7.
That's the street
D thing.
Term for it.
Yeah.
The Little Bell, you could have said.
I was going Pequeño Belito.
And then there's the other, let's call it the rogue version. There's the list the, version and the rogue
the
version.
The willy-nilly, just sort of.
So, and the two ways are, like Amy's family, they are big on lists. They are just like, give us your list of what you want.
So you don't mean I'm making a list of things I want to buy Annie. You're saying like Annie would make a list and give it to me.
Yes.
Okay.
The
okay.
latter.
Okay.
And then the rogue is.
Wait, she told you she wanted a ladder. Oh, you sorry.
Yeah,
I got excited because
the stepladder.
I'm low.
Yeah.
Just a lot of jokes there.
And then the other, like the rogue, would be just I don't want to know. Don't tell me.
Yeah,
don't tell
me. Yeah,
I want to observe and get you the gift.
Yes.
Now here's how I feel about it.
I know what
because
you're going.
Amy and I, her family does a list. My family does not do the list. Mm-hmm. We never did the list. And I feel like I go back and forth between which one should you go with. Which one do I prescribe? You know what I mean? Because here's the thing. When you nail the rogue version, when you get that gift.
A year of glory.
There's nothing better
than
that.
A year of glory.
I mean, that's ultimately what you really want.
That's right.
You
want
to get someone a gift that they open it and they're like,
I know you so well and I pay attention to you
yes.
so well. And your life for knowing what you don't have.
Yes.
It's a trifecta.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Which I think I said this last year, but that's what a gift, that's what we want.
Yeah.
As the receiver of the gift, we want to know,
yeah,
you know me,
that's
you
right,
see me, you love
right,
me.
Right.
But like when you nail it on the list side, it doesn't have that. There is no like,
it's a functional.
Yeah.
It's sort
like,
of a functional
well, yeah,
thing.
Well, you gave me,
yeah,
the, you know, like you, it's like how I give you your like note cards on the podcast. I write out everything that Dave says.
and
I'm like, yeah, well, you just read what
boy,
I just wrote
just
down.
You do. You get really mad when I stray.
I do.
You do.
I do.
Yeah.
And that's why you never stray.
Mm. That is, it is, and I will add this, this is a grace. Watch me extend grace to all those who are listening.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what is hard when you have been in a relationship with someone for more than 5 years, three mm-hmm. years. One, people, as we all get older, we just buy what we want.
Right.
The natural tendency is to go, oh man, you know what I need is, yeah. or I want to read that book. I, in a nanosecond, hop on Amazon.com on my phone that is with me at all times, and I just hit buy, and it's at my house a day or two
yeah.
later, right? So the inertia for life at a certain point is just to move toward and get, procure the things that you want, right?
Well, and I would also add on to that, that at this point in life, there are less little things that I want.
Yeah.
I'm in the mode where I'm like, I'm trying to like, do my job, support, like pay the bills.
Yeah.
We got college coming up, et cetera, yeah. et cetera. Like, so when there is some little thing that I do want and I mention it to Amy, the worst thing is like when she's like, well, Christmas or your birthday's in 2 months. I'm like,
well, 2 months.
Well, yeah. I said it now. I'm going to forget. I'm just going to get it.
That's not funny.
That's the worst thing. I don't want.
Yeah.
To wait 2 months for the thing that who knows if I'll even want it in 2 months.
That's right. And so I want to, the grace I extend to everybody listening is it's okay if you're listening to this going, I'm glad I'm listening to this because I have no clue because yeah. I pay attention to my husband and I cannot perceive anything that he wants or needs. Because one, I think as guys especially get older, we just get a little more Cro-Magnon man and you just, and it's just really unexciting things. And I laughed yeah. at it for years, and I am squarely living in that space of I get excited about socks or tools.
Dude,
I mean, it's just...
You're taking the words right
okay,
out of
so,
my mouth.
Okay, so yep. I think if you're listening, it's okay if this is hard. It's okay, you know, because
yeah.
like we all get older, it just gets harder to buy gifts because, one, you probably got the stuff you want or you
right.
bought it, you know, the day you wanted it. And you just, I don't know. Like it's so that's why we're here, John.
That's right.
That is why.
And some just last couple thoughts that I have.
Okay.
There are when you're going rogue and you're trying to do the, you know, well, I will say when you have a swing and a miss,
mm-hmm.
when you go rogue,
it hurts.
The feeling all of a sudden I feel like the list mode is the only mode that anyone should do. Why did I not just get the list?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like if you're going to go rogue, which we all are going to go rogue, I still want to go rogue. I want to get that, you know, gift that they didn't even know they wanted or whatever. I feel like it's like the birds and the bees talk with your kids.
Wow.
Okay. Stay with me.
I'm terrified, but I'm so interested.
Mistake number one, I feel like.
Is showing them. That would, okay, no, sorry. I thought that's.
Yeah,
hang don't
with me.
Do
I didn't.
That.
You went off script. I did not
I'm
write
so
that.
So sorry. Yeah, I see here it says, "Don't say." Okay.
Yeah. No, I feel like mistake number one is thinking it's a singular conversation, right? We know now it's like it's not just one
you.
Talk.
Look at you.
It's a lot of it's a million talks over years, right? You can't at this point. You can't on November 21st be like, "All right, let's start thinking about gifts."
Yeah,
Amy. Is one
it.
Of the best gift givers.
Here we go.
And here's why. She,
January
if you,
1, January
February
2. Yeah.
15th.
Yes.
If you were like, oh my gosh, I love
yeah.
that watch.
Yeah.
She would pull her phone out,
oh.
notes app.
It's incredible.
Loves watch.
Can I give a shout out to somebody?
Please.
Jane Barnes, my mom.
Yeah.
Growing up, and she's still great at this, but growing up especially because, you know, we were kids and we were always around until she knew.
Yeah.
She had a closet where it became a joke. Like we'd be like, Mom, we were there in February. She's like, yeah, and that's when I got it because you said that day. And so I just ran over when y'all went over here. And I'm like, that is a
what I respect about
play.
That is that she didn't – she had the thing. It's one thing to be like, oh, it's February. I'm going to get that thing for Christmas. I would lose that thing by early March.
Oh, for sure.
I have no idea. I would have even forgotten that I got it.
And the wherewithal to sit and know, day after day, you have a gift in there, and I could give it to him for birthday. Or it could just be a fun little something he wakes up to. But she was like, no, this is a long play, folks. It's a long play.
I respect that.
Play. John.
Dave.
Okay. It looked like you, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, no, it's me.
I have to say, now that Thanksgiving is over, I need to get back to my normal routine of working out, John. How do you keep that up while you're out on tour, just busking and blowing minds and pianoing to the heavens?
Right. Well, you know, I made sure to do all my hand and exercises twice a day. Mm-hmm. Minor seventh arpeggios every other day. Okay. You don't want to overdo those.
Let me guess.
And augmented chord clusters on Wednesdays and Fridays. You know my routine.
Yeah, I do. I'm not sure really what about 20% of those words were, but I was talking about just keeping healthy, John, not so much the piano.
Well, look, I salute you for getting 80%, if my math is correct.
It is. You know? It
well,
is.
Listen, today's sponsor, speaking of health, is Athletic Greens.
Okay.
Okay, and Athletic Greens were a big part of what kept me healthy on tour.
Respect.
I started taking Athletic Greens because I didn't have much time in the mornings. You know how I get up and I go, Dave?
You go.
Right? I'm a coffee influencer.
You
got a career to keep up and all the different supplements. I just didn't have time for it.
Yeah.
That's where AG1 came in and it made it so easy.
Is it? Wait for it. Easy like Sunday morning. Come on, LR. He's out there. He loves Athletic Greens. And look at you. Your skin is glowing.
Thank you, Dave. I've been waiting this whole time for you to notice.
You're welcome.
Okay, listen. AG1 is lifestyle friendly, Dave.
Yeah.
Whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free.
I like it because it's got a small micro habit that I can do every day to take care of myself. Plus, micro habit is just fun to say.
It is.
I wonder if I could work that into I'm now thinking about a song title. Micro habit.
Yeah, I bet Bruce wants to.
I gotta have it. Micro.
It kind of rhymes already.
It does. It's already there. It's all there.
All right. But I know what you're thinking. How much will this cost?
Yeah.
Because you're thinking right now, I'd pay a fortune for it.
Yeah.
Listen to this. AG1 costs less than $3 a day.
Don't say $3.
You're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your soccer habit,
It's
Dave.
A lifestyle choice, John. The World Cup is an event, okay? We're not going to talk about this right now. Thankfully, the subscription comes with a year's supply of vitamin D, which is so important to add in these winter months when we don't get as much sunlight the vampires are about.
That is so true. Mm-hmm. They're out there.
They are.
Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially heading into the flu and cold season, people. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. Tastes so good. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health.
Johnny, two scoops coming in hot. Look, I know you said only one scoop, but that doesn't have the right sort of ring to it.
Yeah.
The branding is hard. Plus, the domain was already taken. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. How many travel packs, John?
Five.
That's right. That's right.
I can't believe it.
Well, guess what you have to do? All you have to do is just go to athleticgreens.com/Dadville.
Again, that's athleticgreens.com/Dadville to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
Okay, should we party? Do we feel good about partying?
Wait, let me see.
You said
if
another point. Did you have another
point? Let me see if I have any other points.
Okay. I really don't want to get off script.
I think that's it. I had written down, which you talked about this already, but I had written down how, like, the things that typically guys, as we get older, we get excited about become just less and less exciting.
Yeah.
But we're excited about them.
We are excited about them. This is, can I be so bold? It really does become so much more about function. It's either something really sweet and heartfelt that the kids do,
Annie does. Yes.
That just means a lot.
Like those like little survey things.
Yes.
That the kids write out.
Always a winner.
I love those.
Love those. Until you get daddy's always on his phone and one of the answers, and then it's like, I don't love these as much. So I think it's either that or it is just really functional. It's like it really becomes like I need a blower.
Right.
I need a weed eater.
Yeah.
I need a water like a you know, pressure washer. And it's like that is not fun, but gosh the joy it brings a lot of
Well
deaths.
And the things that if we're like, okay, what do you really want right now? I would say, well, I would love to have like, and whatever the thing is, it's expensive. It's like, it's music related.
Yeah.
I would love to have like on this last tour, one of the guys in the band had this guitar and I'm like, it's a brand of guitar that I don't have one. I really want one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like thousands of bucks. That's not even worth bringing up.
Yeah.
You're not going to buy me that thing.
Maybe.
You know?
Don't say no. Anyway. I have connections. Okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to ask that Jason, our producer, before each one of them gives us, like, we give him a little time for a little drum roll and a ba-ba-da-da.
Oh.
Okay?
Ba-da-ba-da.
Yeah, that thing. Ba-da-ba-da. All right. You want to go first? You want me to go first?
Oh, I have another thought, oh. But let's do it later. Let's do it later.
Okay, throw it in. Let's get. I feel like I can hear people. They're like, just say the list.
Okay, we'll get to them. I'm going to go with number one. Now, this is going to feel like just a shameless plug, but it's heartfelt. It's earnest.
Your Christmas record.
My Christmas record sounds better than ever.
Sounds better.
Don't believe me. Go to johnmcl.store.
What a great comment to say about a recorded piece of music. It sounds better than
it's
ever.
It's like a fine wine.
It's just sat there on the shelf in that record sleeve. Just aging.
Kidding. Aging so beautifully.
It's getting more low end and clarity.
Number one, right. MeUndies underwear.
Get in all day long.
And again, you guys are thinking, they're paying them to say this. No. They're not.
No.
They paid us to say it during the ad. This is free.
This is free. Do you think that the name of that is because they want people to say, get your hands off me, undies?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. 100%. I digress. Go ahead.
Look, for years, I had a brand of underwear that I swore by.
People associated them with you.
That was the number one thing on my Wikipedia. Yeah. Top thing was that brand of underwear.
Loves them.
MeUndies comes along.
Usurped it.
And I was like, I was almost like, I don't even want to try these.
No.
Because I've already got my own thing.
Yeah.
Now, they're my favorite.
We have changed your Wikipedia page.
Yes.
They are so comfortable. I want people to hear me say this. You can giggle. Feel free to giggle, guys. It's funny.
Do it.
It's a little, I can't believe they're talking about it, right?
Yeah.
Usually we are clean on here. Mm-hmm. So clean. And this is the moment we're going to get a little.
We're going to get racy.
People need to be prepared for next year with Dadville. It's going to get racy,
it's
guys.
Get racy.
You guys need to buckle up.
Start your engines.
Me and John are going. We're going rogue.
Yeah,
dadgummit. No, I agree. I want to double recommend me.
Are you wearing them right now?
Yes.
Is that awkward because you're not wearing any?
You saw that I paused. and I should probably put on clothes. I guess now that I'm thinking about it. I appreciate your patience with that.
You said you were cold.
Yeah, touche. Mine. Which I know you're going to agree with. Folks, let's get time for the drum. Okay, let's just give a big shout out to Solo Stove. And yes, they have been a sponsor, and they are one of the greatest companies we've dealt with. They have been nothing but incredibly kind and wonderful. It is one of my favorite things that I have bought. And let me tell you what they are. For those, and I can't imagine people don't know what these are because they just have ads everywhere, so they've been doing a good job of getting the word out. But they are smokeless.
Fire pits. Yeah.
Yeah. And they have three different levels or three different sizes. These suckers get huge too.
And you have one of each.
I have one of each. So not only do I love it, but I am a member. They're smokeless. So as long as the logs stay under the ventilation holes at the top, it genuinely is a smokeless burn. So what that means is you can go have a fire pit and not smell like smoke for the rest of the night or need to shower immediately afterwards, which I always do with normal fire pits. So one thing that's great is they're very potable, extremely portable. That's what I meant to say. you can drink them too. Very portable, super. They cool down crazy fast too.
Yeah.
That's something I found is that you don't have to wait super long after a fire before you can actually move. I mean, you want to wait, but it's not like a normal thing where it stays hot for a really big long time.
Yeah.
They're very clean, and they are just incinerators. Mm-hmm. You put logs in there, they burn so that those things get hot, and you're not doing any work. You're just chunking. You know, like I love fire pits, but you have to move them around, and the fires kind of start to die. And these they're little furnaces. You just chuck.
One
logs
of my favorite
in
things about them is so we have one, and we have another fire pit that's just a regular bowl fire pit, and we are a small group. Meets at our house. Mm-hmm. During COVID, we would always meet outside. And so I would be in charge of building a fire every time.
Yeah.
And it is freaking
hard. And spiritually
hard.
Too, is that right?
That's the leader's responsibility. I build the physical fire. Okay. They build the spiritual fire. But it was hard. It's so hard to build a fire and when people are coming, like it's almost 7:30. I'm stressed about building this fire. And with the Solo Stove, it's so much easier. Like, it gets it going.
That's
right. This feels like such a shameless ad, but it is true.
It's
like,
true.
It's what I love about it.
Well, and I mean, I it sounds a little silly for you to say that, but the people that are listening to shaking their heads, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
How annoying that is, because we did a young adults gathering at our place and had all these fire pits out, and it was so great because I could put logs in and then actually have conversations.
Yeah.
Why am I so passionate about this?
It just gets going. Here's why. It's because it's attached to your manhood. When I couldn't build those fires time.
Preach on it.
And like you put like the paper in there and you think it's going, but then the paper burns out and the wood's not
going.
Guess
who's watching you?
You know what I mean?
Phil. Phil's watching you.
Everyone.
The wives.
My father. All my grandfathers are watching.
As they fly over in their ghost bombers.
They can see.
They fly in their World War II ghost bombers. You can hear the engines of ghost
planes.
That's
how I feel. I'm like,
I'm
disappointed. It's attached to everything. I'm like, I can't even protect my family. I can't warm these people.
I can't spiritually warm them. I can't physically warm them.
With the solo stove, though, you get it going, and I'm like,
it's amazing.
Yeah, I'm like an Eagle Scout right
now.
It's
amazing. It's amazing. Okay. Oh, and let me say, they just did it. I just saw this. I haven't bought this. I can't speak to it, but they did like a little small one you can put on the table and roast s'mores and stuff. I haven't seen it.
Oh, really? So there's four. There's four yep. sizes now.
Yeah. Say this one for free. Knock, knock.
Who's Dave?
Golly. Just
it's
when I thought I was going to stop
and it
you.
Makes sense.
And it's good for the kids. You know?
All right, Dave.
Okay.
It's finally
okay.
time for the official Dadville Holiday Meal Power Ranking. Let's do it.
Gosh, is it really hard to do that? Okay, top five. I'll go first with five.
Okay.
It has to be, and this is non-negotiable, glazed spiral cut ham.
That's a solid choice.
Yeah.
All right, for number four, I'm going to go with stuffing, right?
Okay.
It's a stone cold classic.
Oh, stone cold stunner. I was going to go then. Okay, for three, I have to go with oven roasted turkey.
Yep.
I know people have that number one on the list, but I couldn't do it.
You're controversial.
Personal reasons.
Number two, and there's really no other choice. Mm-hmm, you know my feeling about a good holiday Kringle.
You do.
Yeah.
You,
I've got a disease.
It's
and there's no cure.
We're praying through it and for it and with you for it.
Thank you.
Don't worry. And you're in a safe space, John, because I want you to know, like, we know that's, you know, it's a little bit of a blind spot. It's a weakness for you.
Yep.
But that is one way that I know eventually if I need to, I can take you out. Okay.
Thank you.
For number one, I'm going to go with 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork. That's right.
Pork?
If you hit the K right, it makes it more delicious. Pork raised, crate free, and wild caught seafood.
Get those crates out of here.
Guess where you get them from?
Butcher Box.
Butcher Box.
I knew it. I set you up like Pippin and Jordan.
Look at us.
To use a 90s reference
there.
Butcher Box takes the guesswork out of finding high quality meat and seafood that you can trust.
Yeah. You know my disdain for guessing about food. Oh, God. I have so many podcasts I've started and stopped just about that. With Butcher Box, you can choose from a variety of box plan options from curated to customized. We call that C2C.
Yep.
And change your plan whenever you want.
That makes it incredibly easy to plan meals, Dave. Just the other night, I made a pan-fried pork chop. Did I say that right? Did I hit the K right?
Oh, you nailed it.
Pork chops.
I kind of
with tangy mustard and pickle sauce.
Mm.
It felt like we were at a restaurant.
Wow, that is impressive. I bet that came from the recipe inspiration, guides, tips, and hacks. Some are even personalized. That comes along with your membership.
Dave, you bet it did.
Yeah, it did.
But check out this deal we have for our listeners.
Okay.
This is a special deal just for those listening.
Okay.
The holiday season is made better and tastier with Butcher Box. Mm-hmm. We all know it.
Yep.
So for a limited time, they're offering ground beef for life.
GBL.
And $10 off your first order.
Jeez, GBL guys. I mean, they've given us bacon for life. Now it's GBL.
Now it's
ground beef for life. I might just have to get into that GBL tattoo I've been dreaming about. Did I show you the sketch for it?
You did.
It's got Pitbull
many
and
times,
and he's dreaming, and the GBL, and it's his little
many
his little
times.
Thought bubble.
Yeah, I advised against it.
I'm sorry. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dadville and use code Dadville to get 10% off your first box and ground beef for the life of your membership.
That's right. I say do it, people. YOLO.
That's right.
That's butcherbox.com/Dadville and use the code Dadville to claim this deal. Number two. Or number three.
Drum
overall.
Roll. There it is. Okay, go.
I have been getting into... I'm just going to put it all in one category of toiletries.
Oh.
Like...
Okay.
Lotions.
Okay.
Soap.
Okay.
That kind of thing.
Are you into like scrubs and loofahs?
No. Not the hardware. I'm more the software guy. And back in the day...
Oh, that got me right in the giggles.
I had...
Right in the giggle machine.
One of my former managers, Darren, who I love to this day, we're still friends. He... This was like 15 years ago or something like that. And we were out in LA and at his hotel. And we go up to his hotel room. And he has like this array of stuff on the sink. Hmm. And I'm like, is this all from the hotel? And he's like, no, I travel with all that stuff. I'm like, you travel, you bring all these like soaps and lotions and stuff like that? And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm way into it. And I remember at the time being like, I could care less about that. But now, for some reason,
yeah,
I'm okay. Right now I've got some hand lotion from Aesop.
There we go. Let's shout out some
and brands. It has this... weird. I always forget what it's called, but it has some kind of root.
Lotion.
Is it a soft tea?
It
lotion?
Is. It's not Lodian.
Okay. No, it has some, it's like vetiver root or something.
Oh, vetiver.
Like that.
Yes.
Vetiver?
Yes.
I love the way it smells.
Yes.
It smells
it's
so.
It's incredible.
It feels like manly. It's incredible. Because the smell kind of smells a little bad, but it smells bad enough that it smells good.
Yep, yep.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
And, so, and for some reason, that feels manly.
Yep.
My coach. I love it.
High school.
I'm into it.
Yeah, I get that. They have a really good soap, hand soap, that's got like stuff in it. It's like a...
Yeah, you've got it right here in your bathroom.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's like gravelly or something.
Yeah, it's like got exfoliant stuff in it.
Yeah.
Look at me with that. I didn't know if I was
going to pull that
out. Okay, second one for me. Drum roll. Listen, we've shouted it out, and this may be on my list every year because I think it's it's a necessary thing. John Mark Comer's Relentless Elimination of Hurry.
I've got it on here.
Ruthless. Sorry. I have to call it Relentless because that's where I am.
Relentless.
Ruthless
Elimination
of Hurry.
Ruthless Hurry.
Y'all, John Mark has been on a few times. He's become a friend of the pod. He's the FOP. That book, to me, it's a yearly read. And I think there are a few books that I feel like I would give anyone. Do you know what I mean? Because you get into the Christian space, you want to be, you know, like some people, that's not their vibe. So you don't want to be like, hey, here's like a Christian book. And your buddy's like, why are you giving this to me?
Right.
This is a book I give anybody. Because I'm like, even if you don't agree with the spirituality part of it, the life pace stuff inherent to this book is so stinking good.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have it, go read it. It's good.
It is a book that I probably think about that book at some point every day.
Yeah.
Like yesterday, I thought about it. When I was driving someplace and I didn't make a light, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And those are moments when I think about that book and I think I take a deep breath. It is really like impacted my life on a tangible daily basis.
I think about it the most when we're getting ready for school.
Oh my
gosh.
And
I get convicted because I'm yelling at Sam to hurry up and get dressed. Which some of that needs to
you go, yeah, yeah. Okay. This kind of gets us into this next one. Gift cards. Just general. Let's talk about gift cards.
I love this.
How we feel about it. Because.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant thank you cards. You mean gift cards.
Gift cards.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I'm back. It's still sweet. Not as sweet, but I'm listening.
Yeah. Well, sorry. We can edit that out. So
I went off. Sorry. I went off the went off program. I'm just now seeing your asterisk to not do that.
There we go. That's what those mean. So gift cards. Very easily have a...
I'm sorry. I just had such a... If you go back and listen to how I responded to what you said, it was so sweet because I thought you meant thank you notes. I thought you meant like, we got to talk about notes. And I literally went, aw. And you said gift cards. And I'm like, what a
weird response. Oh, okay. Well, you really have a soft spot for gift cards. I guess I know how you feel about this.
I know what you're getting for Christmas. Sorry. Right, continue. Sorry for the digression. Ooh.
They can be seen as a cop out.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
and I don't know. Maybe it depends on the kind of gift card. Like the lowest of the gift card is like the like Visa gift card.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's low because it's like the least personal. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Unless you attach it with a note that has some sort of specific. Here we go.
That
you're
was
back.
Appropriate.
You're
that
back.
Was appropriate.
The tears are coming again. There's some sort of note where it's like, this is for that thing that you were telling me about.
The tickets to the football game you want to go to, right?
Yeah.
Or gas to the football game.
Sure. Or snacks at the gas station for the football game. Gas is like snacks for your car, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody's getting a snack.
I'm like, BP, gas, snack for your car. I love that.
But I feel like, you know, I go back and forth on how I feel about the gift card. But I feel like the thing to do, the thing that I'm more comfortable with is just get the thing. Get the actual gift.
Okay.
Right? Just okay. Go for it.
Okay.
The gift card is sort of...
Yeah.
It's sort of like the kicking the extra point.
Oh.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
Go for two.
Oh, though. I see where you're going with this.
This is sports. Sorry to lose you guys in the sports.
I don't get a lot of these
deep
from
sports
you,
so reference.
I'm really happy right now.
Go for two with the gift. And just put the receipt in there. They can always return it. The gift is a gift card in the form of a gift. You know what I mean?
You're solving a lot of problems
again,
right now, John.
I've got the wisdom.
Can I
you
tell
guys
you,
need it.
Can I tell you something, though? This was a funny thing, and this is me being – I'm becoming the progressive commercials about dads, sadly, but and parents. But my version, of course, is dad. Why did I say all that? I wish I had – anyway. I have found –
Because it was on the card. I wrote it for you.
Some of the other day – I don't know. Some of this feels really off character, but, I mean, I'll go where you want to go. It's season two or three by now. Somebody asked me to play on something the other day, guitar, on a song I wrote with him. And he was like, hey, just let me know it. And I was like, you're not going to pay me. I wrote the song with you. Yeah. And he said, well, I'll send you, jokingly, he said, like, oh, I'll send you a Jersey Mike's gift card. Because we always eat Jersey Mike's when we write. And I got so excited. I really did. I was like, oh, yes, I don't have to pay for it. I love Jersey Mike's. Also, man, if Jersey Mike's won't sponsor the pod, I have zero problems with that. But there are times when gift cards are awesome.
Well,
movies. Movie gift cards are amazing. Yeah. Like, so to your point, I think you're right 99% of the time, but there are those things where if it's like either food or, you know, like an experience like that.
You just have to have one layer, like this with the guy that
you write with. Yeah, it's got a little thoughtfulness.
It has some thoughtfulness because it's your thing. Like,
love
you guys
that.
Always eat at Jersey Mike's.
Love that.
So it's not just a weird, like,
yeah.
If you got your Panera, you'd be like, well, what's the connection here?
Yeah,
you
know, get that junk.
Not even
out
a Panera
here.
Close to my house.
Except for those bread bowls. Shout out to the Panera bread bowl. Okay, this is a trifecta, and you need to buckle up for this. This is a trifecta. I'm coming in hot with all three of these. I'm going to do a trifecta of a Beatles gift set. Here's what they are. One, the lyrics by Paul McCartney. It's a double set of lyric of books. So a little bit of backstory really quickly is he commissioned his staff to exhume any and all memorabilia and paraphernalia from his homes and rental spaces across the world, like this a few years ago. They came back with, I think it's 1 million pieces of memorabilia.
Good.
And keepsakes.
Night.
So he took those. So they take pictures of like lyrics. They found old pictures and just stuff that kind of sparked his memories, you can imagine. He sat down with, I think, a Pulitzer Prize winning author to write, and it's lyric books, but I heard a podcast with him where he said, I'll never write an autobiography and this is as close as I'll get. So it's A through K and L through Z of his songs, but each song has a story with it that he writes with this guy. And so it's all these cool pictures. It's all these pictures of lyrics and stuff like that, but it's also stories that kind of turn into an autobiography, obviously, you know, with him telling the stories. So that's part one of the trifecta. Two is a book also called The Love You Make by Stephen Gaines, which is just for anybody that likes the Beatles. It's like kind of the definitive because this guy was in their camp. And so it's literally first person experience. It's a great, fascinating book. Third is the Beatles Complete Chord Songbook. And this is what I would issue. And this is fun because I feel like there's probably some people who are like, oh my God, he would love this or she would love this or whatever, right? For Beatles fans. This is what I would issue to anybody that loves playing guitar and likes music and has any affinity for the Beatles at all is this, the Beatles Complete Songbook. It's on Amazon. You can get it. It's an easy buy. It's really fun. Anybody that likes music, here's my posit. I'm positing this to you. Buy that book and sit down and just have your mind filleted, just completely butterflied. Cut wide open, split in half, whatever you want to use, on how songs you thought you knew what they were are not what you thought they were chord-wise. And it really, to me, it's like the gateway drug into why the Beatles are the Beatles. It's because you're going to sit down and go, I'm going to play Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. And 8 bars into that of learning, you're going to go, whoa, I didn't know that happened there. And to me, that's going to happen on probably 90% of the songs you play. Uh-huh. And so it's just a fun thing, even as just a music fan, to sit with that book, especially of that band, and go, whoa, look at all these cool things they're doing. So that's kind of the trifecta for any music fan, any Beatles fan. You know, you can go all three of those. The lyrics by Paul McCartney, Love You Make by Stephen Gaines, and then finally the Beatles' Complete Chord Songbook.
I want to tack on to that.
Here we go.
As you're talking about this, I'm smiling because I don't know how many hours you and I, and you and I is misleading. It's you talking to me in the last
many TED Talks.
Year, maybe?
Yeah.
About Beatles
and
Paul McCartney
and
everything that you just said.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know that I have ever seen you into anything as much as you are into
the Beatles. And I've sort of talked about this, so it's not a spoiler alert, really, but this year, so I put out a record called Carry On San Vicente that's kind of me doing Laurel Canyon in the 70s. This whole year has been me writing and researching the same thing, but with the Beatles. So that's why I'm so knee-deep in it. But it's been really, really fun and incredibly, like, enlightening, like all their music. It's really cool.
What do you think about this? This is not a gift idea. This is just a question. Because as you're talking right now, I'm thinking I could get you a gift, a Beatles-based gift, that even if I'm like, he probably has this, but he doesn't know that I know that he has this.
Mm-hmm.
So I could get it, and it would make the statement of like, I know you. You're into the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
How do we feel about that move? Is it a little bit of a cheap move? Because it's like, well, you know he already has.
No, I've had a couple friends do that, like really good friends of mine, close friends who know me well and really care about that kind of stuff. They've given me like a buddy of mine sent me a Beatles lyric behind the thing, and then another one sent. Oh, I had the sweetest. We played a house show, and this sweet couple sent her dad had all this Beatles old songbooks. And she was just like, hey, he's not using them. And I thought that was the sweetest thing because they just heard, like, he's into the Beatles.
Yeah.
And genuinely, I love all that stuff because I sat and read the whole thing. I mean, so, you know, I think that's great. That's a great thing.
Well, and as you were talking, I have on here just one of my things is just a book. And then I wrote in parentheses, Ruthless Elimination of Hurry. But for somebody listening to this who are like, well, we're not into music or whatever, but if it is a... Like the lyrics thing is just cool looking. If it's like a coffee table like book, to me, I kind of feel like it can be anything.
Yeah.
Like those are like decorative and cool and, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what, I will say this to the spouses out there that have a significant other, and I'm really thinking about guys because a lot of these bands are just like Dave Matthews or John May or something, tend to be like guys that play guitar and they. It's a really fun gift, especially in the season of life we're in, where you buy a chord book and go, hey, I know every now and then you pick up the guitar and you play Ants Marching or Tripping Billies. Like, I actually bought this. I think you'd be surprised at how much they go, oh, this is great. And they immediately grab their guitar and they open the chord book and they try to figure out how to play Satellite.
Yeah,
or they try to figure out Neon or something. You know?
Right.
It's a fun little sneaky gift because it's something that they wouldn't know, but it's probably going to make them go, oh, my God, I want to go get my guitar out from under the bed. It's in a case, obviously. Maybe it's not in a case. I'm more interested in that, actually. But, you know, you get it. You get out and you play it. You know, like, that's a fun little sneaky gift, I think. Or piano. You know, same thing. Like, they love John McLaughlin. They want which you have a lot of. How many books, piano books do you have now?
I don't know.
It's a lot, right?
I'm trying to have a piano book for every
album. Same thing. So, it's somebody that's like, oh, I loved Indiana, which we're celebrating. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, 15 years.
Yep.
You know, they can get that. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, man, you know, it's just I've been surprised at how much me sitting with chord books this year, just with the Beatles, has been so fun.
Yeah.
To kind of sit down and, you know, figure that stuff out.
Yeah. I had one of my things that I had kind of like relegated to the B sides of the list is handwritten lyrics, which is not a plug because by the time this comes out, my handwritten lyric window will have been closed.
Yeah.
But I've done that for like the last 6-7 years or something like that. I know that you did it a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. A lot of artists are doing that now, and I think it's really cool. If it's a song that means something to like you as a couple or like somebody really loves, I think it's a great gift.
I got to give I love that idea. Mm-hmm. Let me say that first. Two, for Annie's 40th, I gave Emily Salyers, who if you know me at all, you've heard me talk about how I think she is possibly the greatest lyricist of all time, in the Indigo Girls, one of my favorite bands of all time, who has just become a friend of mine, which is one of the great honors of my life because I can't tell you how much I love and revere her talent. I texted her and just said, hey, like, how much for you to write Mystery? Just do the lyrics for Mystery for Annie. And she's like, you're not paying me. And she sent $10,000. And I said, I've got the budget twice for that.
Oh my gosh, you are so sweet. $10,000. I would love to do it. $10,000.
I'm not going to charge you $20,000. We're trying to go to Greece this summer, but you can just pay some of that. But she just sent it to us. And it's one of my favorite things I've ever given Annie, much less I just get to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Something I want to do before I die, and I need to do this soon. Not that I'm going to die soon. Where did this go? Where are we going with this? I'm saying because some of the people that I want to do this are, you know, they're older. They're like.
I just love what you just said.
Where am I going? Like,
something I need to do before I die, and I need to do it soon.
And because in God's eyes, life is so quick. And it's to do one of the coolest things I've seen. I went to a guy's house in Nashville, the songwriter, and he has just over the years procured handwritten lyrics to his favorite songs by the writers of those songs.
Yeah.
And because he's in our industry, it's not, you know, it's not been easy on some of them, but you know, it was the coolest thing walking around, and it's just a room he has dedicated to it. He has his guitars in there and then all these lyrics. And I thought, I want to do that at some point. I mean, I don't know. I say before I die because I don't know where I'd put them right now, but I think once the kids maybe get out, have a room that even that piano room or something, I just think that is the coolest thing.
I do too. I think part of it is there's something about like pen on paper.
Yes.
I mean, more and more because people actually write pen to paper less and less.
Yeah. And there's just some few trees.
It's so.
And pen trees.
And octopus. Octopi.
My favorite dessert.
Yeah. Octopi. Mm-hmm. There's something intimate about that. Like
it feels so unique. It feels like this is not some. I mean, I you and I can speak this. We don't do that much. I mean, when you're commissioned, but I'm never, ever, ever sitting down and just writing my lyrics out.
Mm-hmm.
So it really does feel special.
Yeah.
I love that. That's good. Oh my gosh. I didn't know you could stretch that far. That's amazing.
I can't. That's actually a friend of mine.
Wow. Speaking of your friends, do you ever bring your kids to the grocery store?
Oh, Dave, that's like the rookiest of rookie mistakes. Oh. No. In fact, you shouldn't even bring yourself to the grocery store.
Whoa.
It's Thrive Market all the way, Dave.
That was a trick question, and that is also the right answer, John. Thrive Market is our go-to for all our grocery and household essentials. And the convenience of ordering everything on their website or app and getting everything delivered to your doorstep quickly is a huge stress reliever.
Huge stress reliever. And the products are amazing. Mm-hmm. Plus, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks and trust that you're getting high-quality products so that you can shop worry-free.
Yes.
I don't like to shop worried. You know what I mean?
Worry shopping is the worst.
You just place an order for some gluten-free items, like using the gluten-free filter.
Ooh.
Boom. It just gives you all the gluten-free stuff.
Wow.
I got FitJoy grain-free pretzels.
Yeah.
PIP corn white cheddar cheese balls.
Guys, for those of us in the loop, it's called pipcorn.
No. I call it PIP. It's, a Midwestern regional thing.
Totally.
And I got some Lotus ramen noodles.
You are off. You're just off.
I'm off to the races,
you are
Dave.
Crazy, John. Not only do I save time shopping as a Thrive Market member, I also save money on every single grocery order, over 30% each time on average.
That's crazy.
They even have a price match guarantee and a deals page that changes weekly.
That's right, Dave. In fact, on my last order, not to be, you know, competitive about it, but my last order of gluten-free items, the cost was $46. I saved $11.
I saved 10 last time. Plus, when you join Thrive Market, you can enjoy it and join it, John. I was trying to make both those
words
work.
It's not an either or.
It's choose your own adventure, okay? And when you join and enjoy Thrive Market, you're also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join, they give.
Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/dadville for 30% off your first order plus free $60 gift.
That's thrivemarket.com/dadville. thrivemarket.com/dadville and join today. John.
Hey, Dave.
Oh, hey. I didn't know you were there.
I didn't know where to go with that.
I was practicing.
I wanted to match your energy.
It was good. I didn't mean. Can I tell you something?
Please.
I'm excited about this next sponsor because it gives us something to taco about.
Whoa.
Listen.
You know, as listen. Much as I love tacos,
yeah.
You can't trust them. They what? Spill the beans.
Oh, my gosh. Listen, Johnny,
that
I'm going to call you.
That is a low for me. That's a new low.
I'm going to call you Johnny Fuego because you are in fire. Okay? In fire.
Thank you.
But you're also on fire. You are so on fire that you're in fire, John. Much like the mango habanero taco at Tacos for Life. That would literally melt my face off if I had that. And I mean
habanero.
That like very literally like the Indiana Jones yeah. face melt.
I didn't know you were bilingual. Mm. Listen, I love that Tacos for Life not only makes amazing handcrafted Ooh. Tacos, but they also give back to the community by donating a portion of the proceeds from every taco
Ooh,
sold to
amazing.
Help fight world hunger.
Yeah, and the menu looks amazing.
Amazing.
It's settled.
Done.
After this episode, we're going to hit up Tacos for Life
yeah,
for
are.
The Chipotle steak taco or the Hawaiian shrimp taco.
I can't decide. I'll get them both.
Yeah.
Tacos for Life is a taco shop on a mission. For every taco, rice bowl, salad, quesadilla, or nacho sold, a meal is provided to a child in need.
Everybody wins,
everybody.
John. Everybody. Me yep. and you and everybody.
Yep.
Whether you are someone looking to invest in a business that makes a good return while also making a difference in the world, or you are someone who wants to run a restaurant where you can be proud of the food you're serving while also doubling down on the impact you're making, Tacos for Life can help you.
That's right. So visit tacosforlife.com/dadville to learn more about opening your very own Tacos for Life and be a part of bringing forth a world where no child goes hungry.
That's tacos4life.com/dadville.
Okay.
Is it my turn or yours?
I think it's yours, actually.
Okay. Let's get
because I tacked on. I did the handwritten lyrics.
Folks, I'm going to say a candle. How old am I? I'm saying a candle. Okay?
Yep.
I'm saying a candle. Ski House, also known as Foie de Bois,
mm-hmm.
for those who are French mm-hmm. inclined toward the French. LAFCO's Ski House, LAFCO. This is not cheap, and I want to make this really clear. I wait for a lot of sales from them. It is, I have.
What are we talking retail sticker price here?
I mean, it depends what size, but like the I think it's 15.5. It's $60. I want to say this. It is not cheap. But let me give you a couple hacks. One, and I do this. I'm staring at one right now, and you know them in the house. You
oh,
buy
yeah.
it's a hit. That is, I know people are listening. It's crazy. You can get smaller sizes too. One, they smell. It's the my favorite smelling.
I like how you thing. Wrote with a Sharpie how much this costs.
Yeah, well, when I turned it, just so you could see yeah. it. If you look on the underside of your hand, I wrote it too. That's a little magic trick.
Oh my gosh.
There it is. One, when you burn them down, you can buy candle warmers. And then
uh-huh.
that little place, that little extra that's under the wick or whatever, it will burn on a candle warmer for 100 years. It is those. It's amazing. That's like the greatest hack I've ever learned. I tell mm-hmm. all of my candle friends about it, and all of them do it. And they all text me and go, why have I never done this? So it can last forever. So when
yeah.
you hear me say that. But I would say LAFCO's Ski House Candle. Especially, women love it too, but it's a little more of a masculine scent. So if there's some dudes who are like, oh, my office smell better, my gym, or my office gym.
Because it has that
gym,
smell that like bites.
My gym office.
Yeah.
It's an awesome candle.
Or for gym at the office.
Thank you.
There we go.
Or officina at the gym.
Yeah, I had candles on here too.
That was a good joke and you didn't give me anything.
Oh, wait, what is it?
Officina at the gym. Your friend
officina?
Yeah, she's
oh.
so sweet.
Yeah.
Wasn't as good as I thought. Keep going. That's the asterisk. I'm just seeing
We've
that
got
now.
More
Don't
to edit out.
Officina.
It's great. Yeah, candles I would put under the category of like the lotions and stuff where
yeah.
I'm like, how am I into
how did
this
we get
now?
To this?
Why
how,
am I so into this?
How did we get to this?
I don't even know why.
You don't know why.
But I am.
I'm there
I'm
with
you.
I am firmly rooted next to you.
Yeah. Okay. my next thing. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
A subscription.
Oh, I love this.
Like a magazine subscription?
Oh,
or
I love
like
that.
A
yeah.
New York Times
yes.
subscription or something like that?
Do you have a, everything okay?
Subscription is one of those words where I can't, I can say it fine, but I can't say it three times.
No.
Then it starts breaking down.
Yeah.
a subscription. I think it's a great gift because it's kind of like, for the same reason that like the chord book or whatever.
Yep.
It's like you have the moment where you give the gift and here's the gift. And that moment is intact and it could not go anywhere from there. But it can also like go on. This person can have this new activity, right, with this chord book, with this gift, and it can keep giving to you.
It always gives.
It keeps giving.
I love that.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, we obviously have ButcherBox, which we love. I mean, there's some really cool.
And
you think about the ways you can do subscriptions. Like, y'all spend 10 minutes tonight on your computer and just Google, like, box subscriptions. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's like shaving. Clothes. There's crazy cool, creative things you can do now when you're really in a bind for gifts. I only know for a guy, but you know, and there's a ton like makeup. There's
Amy does one called Newly.
Yes,
I think it's in
Annie does it too.
Yeah, they both do it.
Why? That's right. And it's close.
I think it's awesome.
And you send them back. And if you want them, you keep them.
You keep them, and then they
so
just
great.
Charge
there's just really let me speak to the guys really quickly. I'm going to speak to the women too, to both of y'all. If you're really, 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 really out of ideas, I promise you, if your husband likes fill in the blank, cooking, bourbon, if you can think of it, if he has a beard, I mean, it's a beard. It's hysterical. They have like beard maintenance, but there's a box you can get that we'll send to him that you'd be amazed at how much he or she will like it.
Yeah.
It's crazy how cool those
and
things
it are. Adds a layer of like, you could get just a razor or something like that.
Uh-huh.
But there's something about like the subscription thing adds another like, oh, it's cool. It's like giving the gift card with the little note attached to it.
I just like that you keep getting it too.
Yeah.
It's kind of the gift. Yeah. Can I say it? It's a gift that keeps on giving.
Yep.
I'm going to do another book.
No, you can't do two books.
Okay. I'm going to do, it's not a book. It's like, it's just where it's like thoughts.
Okay.
Written on paper in a folding machine.
With mechanism. A cover.
Yeah. That's it. It's not
okay.
A book.
That's different.
okay. It's different. Oh my God. I love this book so much. And I only qualify, like, because I read a good bit. I'm pretty smart.
Okay.
And really good at just kind of reading stuff.
I can read too.
Yeah. And, so I really did have to qualify, like, what are the books I've bought for other people?
Uh-huh.
That was, you know, that was kind of my qualifier. And I have bought, I think, I actually looked at my Amazon orders, and there's like five or six of this. On the Road with St. Augustine, colon. That's not, so not the word colon, but colon. That'd be a different kind of St. Augustine. On the Road with St. Augustine, colon, A Real World Spirituality for Restless Hearts. This book is so it's in here, isn't it? Is it in here? Oh, it's maybe inside. And actually, I'm blanking. James, hold on. I'm going to tell you who wrote it. This book, as I'm looking
at Jones.
James Earl Jones, How to Speak in a Way That People Fear and Love You.
How to Have a Voice You Can Build a Career On.
It is just, it's a Christian book. Oh, James K.A. Wait for it. What's his last name?
Loading. It's loading.
James K.A. Smith. That's what I thought it was Smith, but I was like, oh, that's either, I'm going to get that wrong. James K.A. Smith, On the Road with St. Augustine, A Real World Spirituality for Restless Hearts. It is one of the best books. So it's a really fascinating idea. He kind of takes the ideology of On the Road with by Jack Kerouac and combines it with the ideologies of Augustine, of St. Augustine.
Mm-hmm.
And so what he's really trying to establish is like the kind of beatnik, free yourself, be free, life is movement and finding who you are, against Augustine, which started his life like that and then later really was like, that's not the way you're going to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, and he's James K.A. is what I call him, J.K.A. He does such a good job of it making, it's really beautifully written. It's very poetic and like poignant and fun to read, but also really fun and very potent. Like it's just it hits this really weird Venn diagram middle where it's like a lot of things that I like, and everybody that I've recommended it to genuinely has texted me and said how much they love it. And I always feel like that's like with Ruthless Elimination of Hurry. Like it's one of those books I'm like, I just think there's something about this that's poignant that matters for now. I love that book. So
yeah,
that's another one.
Okay, my next one. Cologne.
No.
Can't go wrong with Cologne.
Germany.
Yeah. Just, a trip to Cologne.
Just go.
Not even round trip. Just one way. Let them deal with when they want to come home.
So what you're advising people is to move there.
It's kind of like a subscription service, but for where you live.
For your life. This episode brought to you by Cologne, Germany. Yeah, talk to me about that.
So do you wear cologne?
Intermittently.
Yeah.
But can I give a quick shout out? You know what has supplanted that, and I want this to go where you're going. I'm not trying to digress. Is I really enjoy body sprays because of
Manscaped.
Manscaped. Yeah. That was not
I'm
a
wearing
thing
that
for
right
me.
Now.
And so now it's just a spritz. It's like a pre-shirt on or after the shirt. So I'm just like kind of a and I'm done. I've really loved that, and it's made me actually think more about wearing cologne.
Yeah, so I would put that in the category. The Manscaped body spray is what I'm wearing right now.
I love that stuff.
And cologne is kind of expensive.
Yeah.
And so it's maybe not something that I don't know that I have ever gone out and bought it for myself, but there's a Le Labo Santel 31,
Annie
maybe. I can't remember.
One of those.
Amy has got it for me a couple times, and I really like it.
It is. I say this, and people laugh at me, but one of the first things I say when I like see somebody and I hug them is, if they smell good, it comes out of my mouth without me meaning it to.
Uh-huh.
I will literally go, "Dude, you smell great."
Yeah,
it's amazing how much I notice that.
As
I get older, that's a good one.
It makes you feel good.
It does.
Also, you can get cologne for your spouse, and it's kind of like a gift for you. Because they eventually can't smell it anymore, so it's just for you.
Yeah. That's a point of contention in our house. Annie has some that I detest. And I don't mean I dislike it. It gives me a headache. And she's like, I don't care. I like how it smells. So that's a little peek in our marriage, everybody.
Let's move on.
Okay, so this is what I propose. Let's do now the speed round.
Let's do it.
Not going to do deep dives. Let's just have a little, here's why, here's what it is. Boom, we move. Okay?
Let's do it.
Okay, you go first. Okay, here we go. Let's do a quick drum roll. AirPods Pro.
Oh, that's a great one.
I love them. I love Apple. I think they make great products. I don't know if there's something that I am so pleased with in its functionality as I do those AirPods.
I'm with you. I actually just lost mine.
Oh.
On the road.
Well, so anybody, send John some AirPods Pro.
And I loved them.
I
can't imagine
but
going
they really,
on without them.
It is something I use all the time.
Yeah.
I use them when I run. I like phone calls. I love them. AirPods Pro.
Every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Shoes.
Okay.
I have Oak Street Bootmakers.
Oh, shout out to Oak Street. They sent us some shoes.
Love Oak
Those
Street
Bootmakers.
Those boots
are amazing.
I wear them all the time.
Yeah, so if you're looking, wives, looking for your husbands, they probably make women boots too, don't they? I actually don't know. Okay, but for women, you're like, I know he wants some boots. They're called Oak Street Bootmakers.
They're awesome.
Huge shout out. Yep. They're great. Okay, another one. I have the Oura ring. Oura ring.
Oh yeah.
So it's kind of like a fitness tracker / wellness tracker / sleep tracker. So some people will know about the Whoop armbands. I think Oura is like one thing beneath Whoop. Whoop is going to give you highly, highly, highly detailed data. Oura is not real far behind that, and it's a ring, which I think is a little more functional for me because I can wear it at night. Because anything I wear on my wrist, it always cuts off my circulation. I do a lot of things at night just from sleeping.
What are you doing?
It's
at
a
night?
Kung fu thing that I
love.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oura ring. So amazing sleep trackers. They have temperature, heart rate. Exercise, obviously, all that stuff.
That tells you your body temperature at all times?
And now, let me tell you why it was really cool. I woke up, a few months ago, and I didn't feel great. And I looked, and it sent me a little thing saying, hey, you're running like a couple degrees hot. Just like be careful about today.
Okay, I'm just curious. What is your body temperature? Does your body temperature fluctuate all throughout the day?
Not a ton. It's always at about a 25 degree. It stays stasis 25 to 30 degrees.
Okay, that's too low.
I'm always freezing.
Yeah.
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 It's great. Yes, it does that. It does like heart variance or whatever, that HRV. What is that thing that's like the moments between your heartbeat or whatever? It's great.
Yeah.
And for anybody that cares about those things, it's really great. And again, This is okay to say, right? It does. They just developed a huge thing for women that keeps track of your cycles.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It's a big push for them.
If Amy were here right now, she would say that's very important.
Yeah, it is important. And they just, it was a big unveiling they did. So Oura, O-U-R-A rings. Really cool gifts.
Concert tickets.
Oh.
They say you never, I don't know if this is actually true.
No, I'll say it so you can say it.
You never regret spending money on an experience.
That's really good.
Like the people who spend money on things versus spending money on an event or an experience, mm-hmm. you tend to not regret the experience.
Love that.
You know what I mean?
That's great.
So we live in Nashville. We could, every single night of the week, we could be going to a great show.
Yeah.
I don't go to
enough
concerts.
I could be coming over to your house and listening to you play, and guess what? That is a great show.
Hey.
Boom.
Thank you.
I was bragging to you this week. True story.
But yeah, any time that Amy and I have gone out to a show, it's always been so great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. And does that benefit us? Sure. Sure. Okay. But I'd still sign off. Next one, get ready. Patagonia sweater.
I don't want to actually stand up.
Yeah. John and I both have black ones. So they're literally called sweaters. They're not sweaters. That's like the medium sized puffy jacket that kind of looks, you know, it's like, you know, ripped.
Yeah.
Can I say ripped? Feels dirty. Hey, look, that's, well, you know why? Because what did I say earlier?
It's only dirty when you say
about
that it
what's
feels
happening,
dirty.
What's happening with us season two or three now?
We're getting racy.
Guys, we're getting racy,
yeah.
Okay?
Sorry.
That's what we do, guys, okay? We're changing the brand a little. No, you and I wear them. I wear them inside some days. They're so comfortable.
Yeah.
I'm warm. You and I are opposite this way. You're always cold. I'm kind of always warm. I can wear that thing like when I, and this sounds ridiculous, I'll go in Kroger and walk around in Kroger and I don't take it off.
Yeah.
It's their medium size. It's called the sweater. It's not a sweater. It's a jacket, but Patagonia calls it a sweater. It is probably something I will own a version of the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And they last forever. And Patagonia is an awesome company because you can take stuff in that gets ripped or torn and they are all over fixing it.
So I bought my first one back in like 2017. I was in New York on a Christmas tour. And I was freezing, and whatever jacket I had was not cutting it. And we were, the bus was parked right next to like a Patagonia in New York.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
And so I walked in that Patagonia. I bought this sweater, jacket thing.
Yep.
And I've had it ever since. And the one that I have right now is a new one from Patagonia that they gave me.
Yeah.
Because I came in one time, and it was one of the sleeves, like the down was starting to come out of it. And they want you to bring it in so that they can fix it.
Yeah.
Which they had fixed it before. And then another time I brought it in and they were like, actually where the down is coming out right here is like on a seam. We can't fix it. Here's a new one.
Yeah. That's awesome. They're
amazing.
Great. They're great. Great, great, great.
And if you travel a lot, you can like just bunch it up.
Thank you.
And just like put it in your backpack.
Which is something I didn't know about it until 3 months ago. I've had these jackets for 3 or 4 years.
I actually remember you telling me.
Yeah, they have an inner zip, and my buddy was like, oh, that's so you can travel. And so it folds inwards into that zip thing, and you zip it up, and it turns into like a little tiny little pillow. It's awesome.
And then you got a pillow.
There you go.
Okay, I think this is my last one. And it's just yard stuff.
Yeah.
Any kind of yard, anything.
Yeah.
Any, like the brand that I use, that we use.
Ryobi. Shout out.
Anything Ryobi.
It's great.
Anything.
It's great.
Even if it's when I'm in like the hardware store and I see all their Ryobi stuff, I want all of it. Even if it's a tool that I will never use, I want it, and then I'll figure out some way to fit it into my life.
Watch what I do here, John.
Do it.
In the yard, the thing, John and I we are living urban lives. We have tiny little yards. Battery-powered stuff is killer.
Yeah.
That's why we love Ryobi. You may need something bigger. You may have a bigger yard. I mean, some of y'all, I played some of these house shows. I was playing on some big yards.
Estates.
So you need some gas. But let me tell you, either way, get some yard stuff. It's great. Your husband's going to love it, unless he doesn't. And then don't get it.
And then you can take it back.
Then you can keep it. And just get out there and blow off the porch whenever you want to.
Yeah.
Okay, here's my last two hitters. They're quick. You ready?
Go for it.
Now this one, So I run a couple times a week. John, I know you run. Mm-hmm. I know you're trying to bulk up, though. You're lowering your run. You're getting your pecs in a great
place. I don't
know
if I'm going to lower my run.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't know. I may just try to eat more.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I can show you actually a lot about that. I can actually mentor you in that way. Although I do want to bring over one of those Kringles. What are they called?
Oh, yes.
It's
please.
The time of year.
How's that not on my list? That really should surprised. Be my top four.
Okay, here's round out the last two. These are quick hitters. Adidas Ultra Boost. I've run in these I've been running about 7 years now. I want to be careful saying this out. Knocking on wood. Never had ankle problems. Never had like IT band problems. I love these shoes. And that's all that I run in. So yep. Adidas Ultra Boost. They're actually, it's going to be too late when it comes out. Adidas is good about sales too. So they're having a huge one right now. So if you do have a significant other who loves to run and they're kind of like, I love these shoes. They are the most comfortable things ever. Last one, and this is a really interesting one. We're going to round it out. And some of these quick hitters we're doing right now, they're kind of either fun stocking stuffers or just things you're like, this is just I need a couple more gifts, and it's just safe round outs.
Yeah. The
Apple AirTags.
Is that what keeps track of your stuff?
Yes. So you can get them on Amazon in 4-packs or, Apple, obviously. But they're a little bigger than a quarter. I don't know if you can even charge them. I think they just last for years and then die. Like, I don't think people listening may know. I don't think you can charge them. They don't come with chargers, and there's no places to charge them on the thing. They may be like a where you just set them on
like
something.
The charging dock.
Magnetic charging. Okay. I don't know. Either way, you get them, you program them, and the pro tip is you just leave them in the thing. Like, you can move them around, but like, I got a 4-pack and it's not super expensive. And a friend of ours, the reason we bought them is she traveled. This is a crazy true story. She traveled to Ireland, lost her bag, had an AirTag in it, found the AirTag in one of those huge warehouses. So this is like 2 or 3 days. I think I'm going to get some of these details wrong, but 2 or 3 days in her trip. They were like, hey, we don't know where the bag is. She gets on her app and she's like, I know exactly where it is. Drove to this warehouse in Ireland that was like right down the street from the airport. Walked in and said, hey, my bag is here. And they're like, we're not seeing it. She's like, I can actually tell you exactly where it is. And they followed her back, pulled it out of the thing. There it is. AirTag is in it. That's why she found it.
Wait, what? How did it end up at a warehouse?
Because, well, you know what I mean? Like the holding places for luggage. Where they
oh, like the airline.
Yeah, I should say that. It wasn't like a Sam's wholesale or Costco. Like, how did it even get here? So if you just lose your, purse or, but I think there's a pro tip in just putting it in things that you travel with a lot and leaving it. And so the other last little plug for this is they will tell you, you have to turn them off, but it's really helpful. Leave where those things are, it'll say, hey, this is where your bag is. Did you know it's there?
Yeah.
They're really cool little, and again, it doesn't even have to be traveling. Like you can buy them, where you can put them on a key ring. So like they have little cases you can stick them in that clip on to things.
Yeah.
They're fun.
You know, the Apple AirPod Pros that you were talking about,
have that
they
too.
Do that.
Yep.
And I always get little dings on my phone that I had left them behind. Like it happens when I leave the house all the time. Not anymore because I lost them and I would love
Wait,
them
how did
for,
you lose
for
them?
Christmas.
Did that ping you?
So I had them. I know exactly where I lost them. It was on the road. I was sitting in a seat and I took them off and like set them on my lap. And as I was sitting just
you
the
knew.
Thing,
you
I
knew.
Was like, I shouldn't do this.
Yeah, terrible idea.
And then 10 minutes later, I get out of the car and I think they just like fell off onto the street. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I still have the case, but they're long gone. But anyway... my laptop, it does it with as well.
Yeah, fine.
And we were in Connecticut or something, and I had like packed up all my stuff.
A little braggy.
Yeah, it was a really well-to-do area. I packed up all my stuff, and I was going to get coffee, and I got a ding on my phone saying, your laptop is not with you.
Oh, wow.
And I had left it in the hotel. I had just like, you know how like they have the desk?
You put stuff
under the desk?
Oh, yes.
It was just in there.
Oh,
it was like on that lower desk, and I had pushed it in. I would have left my laptop behind.
I know. These things are so helpful.
Yeah.
So let's round it out by saying this. Let me remind people, because this is going to come out before Christmas, John. Some people, this is the last little plug. And you know what?
I have one more thought, too. Should I say my thing before you say the last plug?
Yes.
Because this is specific to electronics that we're talking about. Amy said to me, she said, look, wait, let me find it on my thing. She said, guys, don't get electronics for your wife. Oof. Now, there are going to be some people out there that push back on this. Sure. But Amy's just saying, look, don't get electronics for your wife unless she has specifically asked.
Said with her mouth.
Unless she has said, I want this thing. I want this Apple Watch.
Yeah.
Don't try to go for that.
Yep.
She didn't expound on that. I don't know why, because I feel the opposite.
Okay, let me say this. Watch me round this whole thing out. And if you've listened this long, guys, God bless you.
I'm gonna close my eyes.
God bless you.
Listen
watch
to
me
the
round
master.
This whole thing out. Okay, listen. Some of you guys and gals are out there, and you're thinking it's Christmas time, and I want to feel all the Christmas
you're right.
feels. Right?
Yeah.
There's still time, and guess what? John and I have. Christmas albums.
Yeah, we do.
And so
and they sound better than ever.
Guys, they've been sitting in Spotify and Apple Music.
Honing.
Oh, their algorithms just been multiplying. The bass has never been thuddier. The highs have never been clearer.
And the strings have never been stringier.
Yeah. And so listen, if you haven't listened to them until now, it might be the best because they've never sounded better than they sound right
it's
now.
Time.
So if you do need some Christmas music, need some holiday cheer, John and I have those albums.
How many Christmas albums do you have?
I have three? Two and a half with the EP.
Two and a half.
And you have one and two.
I have one and a half because I have
three EPs. That's what I was trying to do that math.
Yeah.
So if you do need Christmas music, in conclusion, while you're rapping, while you're out there shopping, mm-hmm. John and I would love to serenade you. We have plenty of Christmas music at your disposal.
Look, all the best to you guys.
Yeah, Merry
Gift
Christmas.
Gift giving can be an anxiety-filled endeavor.
And hopefully, we've just alleviated some of that anxiety. So, Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Good luck. Godspeed. Dadville.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.